Hey, good evening, everyone. Just so you're not confused, this is the fourth entry, technically the fourth day, even though it's the second recording today, because yours truly over here forgot to do a recording last night. So I'm doing what they call in Hebrew tashlum and making up for my mistake. Very appropriate during this 40-day challenge leading up to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to acknowledge our mistake. So I'm doing a second recording today. So today is number four, and it is entitled Making Music with What Remains. Now, I called this chapter and this theme for this recording Making Music with What Remains because it's based on a story I heard years ago, which I shared in the chapter, of Yitzhak Perlman, great violinist, who was playing a concert and one of the strings broke. And instead of stopping the song and calling up somebody to fix the string or get another violin, he just continued to play the same song with one less string, which was an unbelievable musical feat, but it teaches a very profound lesson that I think is embodied in the month of Elul, which is making music with what you've got. Whatever it is that we've got in life, and it's never enough, we always want a little more of something. We want better health. We want more money. We want a promotion. We want a better relationship. Whatever it is, we're always unsatisfied and unsettled with what we have. And the rabbis teach Eizu Ashir, Hasamech Bechalko. I didn't put this in the chapter, but it's an important teaching from the ethics of our fathers, that a rich person is someone who is satisfied with what they have. And that is not an easy thing to do, to make music with what we have, to be able to say, you know what, it's not going to sound perfect, it's not going to be great, I wish I had all four strings, but one of them just broke, and I'm still going to try to make a beautiful song out of it. And this is hinted in the Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed, in the Hebrew letters making up the Hebrew month, a very, very beautiful teaching that I heard years ago from my friend and colleague, Rabbi Eitan Meir. Rabbi Meir said that if you take the word Elul, if you take the letters Aleph, Lamed, Vav, Lamed, and you spell them backwards, you get Lulei, which is like a breakup of two words. Lu, if only, lo. Lamed, Aleph means not. If only not. If only I was smarter. If only I wasn't born into that family with all those crazy relatives. If only I had been a little bulkier and stronger, people would respect me more. If only this, if only that. We always look at other people and we wonder if only. And what Elul does, it says you've got it all backwards. You have exactly what you need in life to develop yourself into the person that Hashem wanted you to be. How do I know this? Because that's the deck of cards that God dealt with us, that God dealt us. If Hashem gave us something, and or didn't give us certain things, then by definition, he wants us to use what we have to be able to accomplish our goals in life. So we take the word Elul, and we say we've got exactly what we want. We reverse the reversal, if you will. The reversal is to say, Lulei, if only this, if only that, then I'd be happy. If only this, I had this, then everything would be great. And we say, no, Elul, I have exactly what I need. Not for perfection. We don't have what we exactly need for perfection. We all know we're lacking something. But we have exactly what we need to become the people we were meant to be, because that's what Hashem gave us. And although we can't manipulate the deck of cards that we're dealt with in life, excuse me, we can't control the deck of cards, I was going to say, you know, what gets dealt to us in life, we can manipulate it, we can use it as best as we can, and to figure out what can we do with what we have, and learn to embrace our reality instead of hoping for someone else's reality. This is something that our society struggles with tremendously, that we're not happy with who we are, with the way Hashem created us, and we want to be something else. And it's okay to be ambitious and try to become better, but become better at who we are, not by pretending we're something else. And I'll leave you with one other Torah source that's not in the chapter, and that is from Elisha the Navi, who comes into this desperate woman's home. This is in the prophets, and her son is dying. And she's frantic, and she's panicking for help. And this great prophet, Elisha, comes into the home, and he says to her, "Ma yesh lach babayit? What do you have in your home?" And she's like, "What do you mean? My son is sick. I need somebody to come in from the..." I get it. What do you have here in your home? What has Hashem given you to deal with this situation in life? And somehow he cures this child miraculously. He finds some oil. She knew she had oil in the home. She didn't really know how the oil could be used to somehow save her son. But it's really a metaphor of looking and asking ourselves, Ma yesh lach babayit? What do we have already? Because if we can learn to embrace our reality and celebrate who we are and try to make the best of who we are and accomplish whatever goals we can with who we are, then we'll stop putting our happiness in that basket of who we could be, of lule if only. It's just the opposite, Elul. Let's embrace who we are. Let's celebrate the reality that we have. Do the best we can to accomplish the greatest possible goals that we can with the current deck of cards. Have a wonderful day.